You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody. It's Tim Miller from The Bulwark. I'm here with Keith Edwards of YouTube fame. You might know him from The Keith Edwards Show on YouTube. And we were texting about this crazy story. And we're like, let's just get on. We haven't vibed out together on video, really. And we're like, let's just do this.
Never.
I know.
First time.
This is crazy. So, you know, tell us if you like it in the comments. Maybe we'll do it more. I have a list of things that is, you know, I just want to just chat with you about, vibe out. But the one we were texting about was Donald Trump is in the nuclear fusion business now.
Insane.
Trump Media has merged with TAE Technologies. I'm going to read this from the New York Times here. President of social media company, which recently expanded into streaming and cryptocurrency, naturally, is entering its fourth act, Fusion Power, a promising but unproven source of alternative energy. It was an all-stock merger that the company's valued at more than $6 billion. $6 billion. TAE is the fusion company, which seems like decently legit. I'm not a nuclear fusionist, so I can't quite judge how legit, but it seems like that's legit. I guess I should note it's a highly regulated industry, nuclear fusion.
And it's one that he's deregulated, actually, as he's been president. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, I've looked into this a little bit. He's been that and crypto. And that's like what the Trumps love.
Crypto deregulation.
Yeah.
Isn't this insane? He's got a $6 billion company that's, here's what it is. It's Truth Social, like the totally
fake blog. It's a blog.
His blog.
No one else is on it.
Yeah.
It's a blog.
Like his personal blog, his crypto, his fake crypto coins, his shit coins, and also the stable coins that the Middle Eastern dictators are purchasing which are super real. And I guess they must be streaming Don Jr.'s podcast and nuclear fusion, and it's worth $6 billion. And we thought the Barry Weiss CBS deal was a lot, $150 million. This is $6 billion. This is insane.
It's insane, and it's I am just like baffled. I mean, the thing is, it's what I texted you. There's so much grift going on, and there's so much insane stuff happening that like this, I feel like this is like a lower level thing. Like, I think no one's really like, it didn't really even make that much news, but the president of the United States is now like, has an energy company,
a nuclear energy company. Yeah. I was texting, my buddy texted me this, who's like outside of politics, who's like in the deals business and finance world. And he texted me this morning. He's like, deal coming through, Trump's social media company and nuclear fusion merger. I'm like, what? Like Jimmy Carter had to sell his peanut farm. Like, we've never had presidents that are in business. He is the largest stakeholder here. He's entering a highly regulated industry, a little less regulated, I guess, than before, as you flag. And like, $6 billion. I mean, I said this on Twitter, like, Tiffany's kids are like Ivanka's kids.
Maybe
kids.
Not Tiffany's, but maybe, yeah,
not
Ivanka's.
Tiffany, but like Ivanka, like one of them, Eric's kids. Are going to be a nuclear fusion magnate because of this. Like, it's the grift will reverberate for generations. Like, they're going to have generational wealth and it's being stolen. I mean, like, it's being stolen. They're stealing the people that are investing into the fake shit coins. This might end up being legitimate business. I don't know.
it's delegitimized by their involvement, because like, what do the, like, what other media company has alternative powers?
No. Did you ever watch 30 Rock? 30 Rock was like, they had a merger joke where like NBC ends up being bought by the Shinehart wig company.
It's like that, but it's like a, it's a joke. Like, it's like if Fox News were to merge with, I don't even like
Chevron.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Who are investors? Those are the other investors in this company. I pulled up the CNBC article and I was like, who else? Like, I was like, how legit is this? Chevron, Alphabet, which is Google. So Alphabet, which is Google, and Chevron are now investors in the President of the United States energy business. Those are also highly regulated companies. And, you know, there could be mergers that, that would have to have be reviewed that Google gets into in the future if they decide to, you know, get in on the Warner Brothers deal or something. Like, it's insane. Like, it's totally mind-blowing. It's like if you took a banana republic, like a totally corrupt third world country, and like had their governance system, but we gave it to the richest government in the world.
This is literally Russia. I mean, it's Russia. This is how Russia works.
Nobody's getting pushed out of buildings yet. I don't know. We haven't.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, not know. To be a conspiracy theorist.
MIT professor?
Yes. On the same day.
You have some questions?
Like within the week. Yeah. It kind of, for those who don't know, an MIT, what was he? Was it one of the leading nuclear fission scientists?
Yeah.
Looking into this sort of stuff. I didn't know it existed. Apparently his work is very well renowned. And he was, it looks like it may have been some form of assassination or planned killing. And then the President of the United States also has his nuclear fission company now.
Nuno, he's the director of MIT's Plasma Science and Fusion Center. Yeah, Nuclear Fusion Center.
Bulwark Takes is sponsored by Aura Frames. We're now getting down to the wire in holiday shopping season. Hanukkah's already started, and you're getting close to that window for Christmas. That window's closing, basically. It's time to get serious with Aura Frames. And I just got my own in the mail. It adds a touch of home to my desk here at the Bulwark. Can catch a glance at all my favorite people and all the memories that I've compiled over the years, all in this great frame. You can upload unlimited photos and videos to your frame. Just download the Aura app and connect to Wi-Fi, and it's just about that easy. You can preload photos before it ships, and it keeps adding them anytime, from anywhere. If you want to send your parents photos of their grandkids, you can load them right onto your Aura frame. Your parents will love it. Each frame comes in a premium gift box with no price tag. You can even add a personalized message for your recipient before the frame arrives. For a limited time, save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver Matte Frames. They were named number one by Wirecutter. Use the promo code BulwarkTakes at checkout. That's AuraFrames.com. Promo code BulwarkTakes. This deal is exclusive to listeners, and frames do sell out fast, so order yours now. To get it in time for the holidays, you are running out of time. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, this is why this is your first video on us. You're just coming in hot. We're coming in hot together. Your first video. You're like, maybe not to be a conspiracy theorist.
Russia, people get thrown out of buildings, and perhaps.
Perhaps what? You do believe that Tyler Robinson killed Charlie Kirk, right? The Mormon kid?
Of course. Oh my God.
We just got getting a bunch of downvotes. Last video I did on that, I lost 9 subscribers. And I'm like, good riddance, okay, to you 9 subscribers. Sorry. But you'll come back. You'll come back because we're fun. All right. So there you go. The biggest grift in history is just happening kind of right under our nose. And those
the
like
biggest be, one for now.
Yeah. And there'll be like until, a great grandchild of Trump that will have like some AI fusion company and will like build a skyscraper in Dubai. And it'll be funded by this grift.
Trump energy.
I saw you tweeted about these two things. So we're going to talk about those two. I mentioned, Barry Weiss and what's happened at the networks. The Trump speech last night, the 20 minute yell. All the networks aired it. And it did feel weird in the moment, right? I was watching, it felt weird because I was like, how is this real life? This is a spoof. But I was like thinking, and I was like, I feel like this is the kind of thing that cables would used to run, but the networks would only run like real big ones, you know, and they wouldn't just run every random one that the president asked for. And Eric Schultz, who's Obama's advisor, posted this. And it was, as it turns out, in 2014, during the Obama administration, and in 2022 with President Biden, they had a speech of this nature where they wanted to talk about, you know, kind of the state of things politically. It wasn't really a speech of this nature because it was like coherent and like random lies and, you know, the shouting. But it was giving a speech they wanted to kind of make a political message, and the networks refused to do it. And now the networks are just like, whatever you want, Daddy Trump.
Yeah, I messaged Eric when I saw that, and I was like, I could not believe that. Well, first off, I didn't know that networks used to be able to say no.
It's a free country.
Yeah, but I guess they don't anymore.
Or maybe they're just scared of him because he sues people over stupid shit, and right. Well, and I mean, he's got his puppet in at CBS. So that's one of the networks.
It couldn't have been a more political speech, too. And I assume they asked for a transcript ahead of time to evaluate this sort of thing. The fact that they said no to Obama and then they're saying yes to this, it was basically a campaign speech on network news, but for free.
For free. Yeah, they're just giving them whatever they want. It is. It's notable because like we're starting to see like there's this good news. I know you've been covering this. I have, like, people are finally saying no to him. You know, like at the beginning of the year, it was feeling very authoritarian, where like all of the richest people in the world and all these corporations and everybody was just like saying, whatever you want. Yes, sir. You know, here's a fake trophy. But like, you know, the Indiana legislature and redistricting, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, there've been like a few examples of people saying no. And so it's like even more notable now when like these corporations are so cowardly. Like, it's just unbelievable how cowardly they've been.
I think, and maybe this is me being naive, I just guess I thought that the billionaires, the oligarchs, and the companies would actually be defending our values because
free market.
I think like capitalism, free market, democracy, they all kind of have to work hand in hand. It's one of the reasons why we are the richest country in the world is because people can trust that what happens in our markets is free and fair, but not anymore. And I guess I just don't understand that like the oligarchs would want in on the grift rather than wanting to protect our values to make sure that the best ideas and the most successful companies are the ones who are actually creating the most value.
Yeah, short-term thinking, well. I guess. Yeah, thinking. Maybe they'll change their tune. Like, it's such a disaster that, like, eventually maybe they'll come around and start sounding like us maybe there's a lag. You know, like, they kind of were, like, think about it this way. Like, I'm not comparing woke to Trump being an authoritarian. But, like, they sort of, like, there was already kind of, like, a backlash against kind of the most obnoxious like parts of like left-wing identity politics. Like, that was happening already in the country, but the corporations were still doing like the Lockheed Martin pride float, you know, brought to you by the LGBTQ+IA. Like, we really don't need Lockheed anymore, you know? And so like that was still happening. And then Trump won and they're like, oh fuck, like we got to change now. It's like only white guys in the ads and like Sydney Sweeney jeans ads and stuff. You know what I mean? So is it possible that they just will be kind of delayed because they're so cowardly and like they'll see Trump being a disaster and then they'll come back around eventually?
Maybe, but I don't know. I don't see Jeff Bezos, if Donald Trump tries to go for a third term, I don't think I see Jeff Bezos or like Target rallying around the fact that he can only have two terms. I just don't either. Know if I see that. Do you think he's going to run for a third term?
I think it's impossible to predict what an 82-year-old megalomaniac will want to do.
He's going to be so old. That is like the only thing that is like giving me hope. I just don't see how he gives up power. That's just kind of how I feel today.
I hear that. I go back and forth, to be honest. I think the fact that it's even a question is kind of the answer to me.
Yeah. It's insane. Yeah, I guess.
Two other things I wanted to grab you on before we leave. Dr. Oz gave a speech today. You saw this?
I knew it was happening. Unfortunately, Dr. Oz, I did not check in on your statements, but
Just play a little clip for everybody.
Shockingly, a phalloplasty, the creation of a penis, costs on average in America, according to this data, high quality, $150,000 per child. I do believe, with doing some work, that these prices have continued to increase with increasing manufactured demand. And I must point out that the creation of a vagina in that case of a phalloplasty or a scrotoplasty where you add testicles, that's extra.
We've got inflation in penis plasties. 150 grand for a penis these days, the going rate.
I didn't know it cost that much. It makes sense, but penisflation, I guess, is the thing that we should be worried about. The affordability crisis has come to your crotch.
Why has the affordability? You would think that like AI and technological advances.
Well, let's be honest. That's an art. That is an art. Art is hard to replicate. So that makes sense. It costs a lot.
You're probably not old enough. Do you remember John Bobbitt? Do you remember Lorena Bobbitt? John Bobbitt's
dick.
Like
2 years older than me, Tim. Yes.
Is that true?
Yeah. How old are you?
We're not talking about that. John Bobbitt's dick got cut off. I don't know. I would think if you... 150 feels kind of like a good deal. I don't know. You felt like that seems high to you?
It makes sense. It certainly, it's like the cost of a...
Can it get erect, the $150,000 penis?
No, I don't. I actually don't know how that works.
Feels not worth it then.
I will not comment on.
Why was Dr. Oz worried about this inflation? It's costing us too much money. The transgender surgeries is costing us too much money. That was the gist here, we think. Or is he is he in the market?
I think that is the thing he was trying to focus on was that how many people are getting dicks in the year 2025? 3 people? I don't know. through the government.
I don't think that landed. All right. Do you have any hot takes on the heated rivalry discourse? For people don't know, there's a hockey show on, is it on Max or News Netflix?
Is it on Max? It's on Max, right?
3 handsome white guys. This is where you know woke is over. It's 3 handsome, muscly white guys. They play hockey. And it's like the three best hockey players in the world are all gay. So it's pretty, it's not really in touch with reality.
It's accurate. Yeah. That's how it is, actually. Yeah.
Some of the people on the internet don't like that. They're like, it should be.
Because they're hot?
I can't explain. I mean, they think it's too, I don't know.
Like, let people be hot. Let people enjoy things.
Yeah.
Right, I don't know. If you don't like it, don't watch. It's so simple.
It's a hockey show.
Yeah, you watched it? I haven't watched it. I've never watched. I mean, I watched Looking. Remember Looking?
Oh yeah,
yeah. But I haven't really watched a gay themed.
Really?
This is
where we're different. I consume all gay themed content. Now I will say, I'm not like heated rivalry. I'm not. And gross. I'm not taking notes. Usually I'm like preparing for the next day's podcast while it's on in the background, so I'm not following all the plot points. I'm getting the gist. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd be cool with a football. I think I'm going to do a spinoff of a football version. And it's like 3 like wide receivers, black guys. So that would be great, too. I'm just for it all. Like more is more as far as I'm concerned on hot people streaming shows.
Brand it. Yeah, just like do as many. It's like Real Housewives. Sure. Sure. Yeah. Do every sports team. Swimmers, soccer.
This is why we get along. It's just like we just want joy. We just want everybody to experience happiness. Why? Don't take away our happiness. Okay.
Yeah. Let people enjoy things. If you don't like hot white guys making out in the locker room, that's okay. Fine. I don't identify with that, but I accept you for what.
It's not exactly my exact. I mean, if we're getting really into like what my preferred, the hockey demo isn't really mine. Right? That's not. I don't.
No, hockey players are hot. Hockey,
that's not for me. That's like a little. It's a little too muscly for me. It's not for what I usually go for.
Soccer, I think, is the hottest. Is that? Would you agree?
Well, don't make me choose between my babies. I don't know. They're all great. Keith Edwards, we'll leave it there. It's the Keith Edwards Show. Let us know if you liked this. It's a crossover event, and I'll do it on his next time.
Yeah, okay.
So to speak.
Bye.
Bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.